This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, how one listener can release her fear of being thin and flabby, plus a guided journey to discover your soul's gifts. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. Inside Out Weight Loss is about the inner journey of outer transformation. It's not about exercise plans, it's not about diet plans, or even nutrition. What it is about is how you can get yourself to want, to prefer, to do the things that you already know that you should be doing. Think about it for a minute. If you actually preferred to eat healthy, if you found more pleasure in healthy eating, and exercise and taking great care of you than you found in overeating, what would that change for you? How would your life and your body be different? Most of us never think about changing at the level of desire. In other words, we never think about changing what we want because it seems impossible. I never knew it was possible to change what we want, to change those deep, dark compulsions and cravings for too much food too often. Gosh, I was so ashamed that I had these urges and these crazy food compulsions. I didn't tell anybody. What I did was my secret. And I was so ashamed of it, so ashamed of myself, because I like to appear like the gal who's got it all together. I was so mature for my age. I was so responsible. And I was friggin' miserable inside because I spent so much time beating myself up and feeling bad about myself. And what I didn't understand was that very beating myself up that I was so practiced at, so good at. In fact, I would say that I had developed a very high level of mastery of self-criticism. And the intention of all of that beating myself up, telling myself I was a piece of crap and out of control with no willpower, yada, 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 was to whip myself into shape. The interesting thing is, the funny thing is that I tried over and over to get that to work and it actually never did in a lasting way. Yeah, sure, it might get me through a workout or a good day or a good morning. But it wouldn't last beyond that. It never occurred to me that my tactics might be the problem. They might be causing the problem. Well, as it happens, they were. And when I and as I let go of the self-criticism, of the beating myself up, perhaps as you're experiencing now, if you've been listening for a while, that the kinder and gentler you are to yourself, the more that you treat yourself like a friend, maybe even, this is radical, like your best friend, the easier things get. Totally counterintuitive, not what we are taught, but the more that I did that, in fact, the easier things did get. It actually works. Who knew? No one told us this. So anyway, the point is that we can change what we want. We can actually enjoy, we can prefer healthy food, healthy exercise, healthy lifestyle, more than we ever liked overeating, and things can be pretty darn great as a result. You know, slim body, feeling good at it, and more enjoyment. What's not to like? That's what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. And then the other kind of hidden agenda, what I think weight loss, the inside out way, is really about. And if when you hear this, you think, whatever she's on about. Actually, I kind of like that 12-step saying that's take what you like and leave the rest. But what I think inside out weight loss is really about, what I think the whole weight struggle is really about, is spiritual transformation. Big squidgy words. And by that, I mean that your weight loss journey can actually be a doorway, an invitation to the rest of your life, to a fulfilling life, perhaps a life more fulfilling than you had imagined. Perhaps the life of your dreams, the life of sharing your soul's gifts. And if you don't know what I'm talking about or what your soul's gifts might be, relax, they'll become apparent over time. Or maybe even when you drop inside and become present with yourself. We do this every episode because, of course, we want to change ourselves, and in order to change ourselves, we must simply be in ourselves, in our bodies. So imagine for a moment that all of you, all of your awareness, sometimes perhaps you feel scattered, you feel like you're all over the place, so many different emotions, so many different winds of life tossing you this way and that. Perhaps you feel like a tumbleweed being blown around by the winds of life. Bring all of you back in. Imagine pulling all of your energy, all of your awareness, your consciousness, back into your body. If you like, you can even use your arms as if you're gathering energy and bringing it back into your body, into your center. The center of the body is actually a couple inches below your belly button. That's the center of your body. So imagine all of your energy, all of your awareness and consciousness come into your body, into the center of your body, into your torso region. And feel yourself arrive. Feel yourself become more and more aware and present to whatever it is that your experience is deep within you, deep within your physical body, deep within your torso region. Become present to that. While the winds may blow outside, your awareness is centered here within you. Now, this may seem like an unfamiliar place for you, and if it does, you may notice that as your energy and your awareness comes more and more into your physical body, that as those winds of life become more and more something outside of you, something swirling around you, outside of your physical body, that very quickly and easily you realize that there is a deep, timeless familiarity to being present with you. Because after all, you've been with you all your life. And here within you is a beautiful place to allow whatever your soul's gifts might be to emerge gently and easily, perhaps as an image, a word or a phrase, even a feeling. Your soul's gifts are whatever it is about you that you can share and spread light among the world as you do. Whatever it is that you can share with the world, the sparkle, the light that you can bring to others. I often talk about it as simply or as simple as a smile, kindness, perhaps a special skill or talent that you have, a desire and a facility to help others, to make positive change in the world, or even in your life, in your family, in your community. A skill, a talent, an ability, even a desire to do good. These are soul's gifts. So as you listen to the rest of this episode today, you may allow whatever those gifts are to bubble up to the surface, to present themselves to you in images, phrases, or feelings. Perhaps bits of memories will come back to you when you've offered your soul's gifts, when you've done something really that charges you full of positive energy. I encourage you, as these ideas or thoughts come to you, to make a note of them, to jot them down. If you have an inside-out weight loss journal, jot them down in the journal, on your smartphone or iPad or whatever, wherever it is that you jot down things like this. Speak them into the voice recorder of your phone, if you have one. Or do it the old-fashioned way. Have a conversation with a close friend. Help each other discover your soul's gifts. Okay, this episode is also about limiting belief change. And last episode, I read an email from a listener who was struggling with a limiting belief, a powerful one that she had just discovered. And I invited you to see how you could solve the puzzle of the belief and what you would recommend right along with me. I invite you to do that again today. I have another story from another listener. This one's just a short line that came to me over Facebook. And I'll read it to you, and then we'll take our break so that you have time to noodle over it. So here we go. She writes, "When I lose weight now, at 56 years old, I'll be flabby and not look good at all." So this is detracting her from losing weight, demotivating her. Now, it's time for us to take a short break. You're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and we'll be right back. Hi, Renee here. If you've struggled with your weight and no matter what you do, nothing seems to stick, it may be that a past trauma is keeping you stuck. Trauma from physical, sexual, or emotional abuse, or any event that overwhelmed your ability to deal with it, must be released first before almost any other work will take hold. At long last, I've created an audio program to completely release trauma from your life, quickly, effectively, and most importantly, gently. If you're ready to finally be free, go to reneemethod.com. That's reneemethod.com. I'm looking forward to your transformation. We're back now. What do you think? 56 years old, concerned that if she loses a large amount of weight, that she'll have flabby skin and look bad. I guess the obvious question to ask here is, well, will you look better than you do now? Will you feel better? Because if not, why bother? Seems to me that this concern is one of those that cloaks a deeper concern, a deeper issue that's going on. Because if she really feels that she will look bad or worse, slim than she does now, why would she bother listening to this podcast or making any attempts at all? I mean, let's face it, fat don't crack. In other words, if you're the heavier you are, the less wrinkly you tend to be when you get up to a certain age, which I am at. I actually read a research study about this. So given that she's writing to me, the weight loss person, we can assume that, yes, she really thinks that overall it's worth the benefit of releasing the extra weight, even though she'll probably have a little bit looser skin. So what do you think is underneath this? Put yourself in her shoes. This is what I do. I put myself in the shoes of the person who's suffering, who's asking for my help, and imagine what their experience is. So when I put myself in her shoes, what I get is a great deal of shame or regret, because imagining losing weight and having a lot of extra skin, feeling flabby, it's not that I regret being slim, it's that I regret having been fat. I feel really bad about myself. I have another client who is in the process of losing 100 or so pounds, and she's totally good with imagining herself 100 pounds slimmer. She thinks, yes, I want to be that much slimmer. I don't really have any objections, even though she'll have some excess skin, most likely, or perhaps she will. But she's actually really good with losing all of the weight. Now, you may be thinking, what does this have to do with the other person who's concerned about the flabby skin? Just hold the phone for a moment and bear with me. So I then asked her, well, I want you to imagine releasing 20 pounds. Just imagine a you in front of you, and you guys listening can do this with me. Imagine a you in front of you having released part that you want to lose. So in her case, we imagined 20 pounds. So she imagined a version of herself 20 pounds slimmer in front of her and actually physically stepped into it to imagine what it would be like. And she didn't like it at all. She went, ew, I don't like it. I like being 100 pounds slimmer, but I can't bear the thought of being 20 pounds slimmer. Now, isn't that funny? You think, well, how can that be? Well, when she imagines being 20 pounds slimmer, she thinks, well, I don't actually look that much different. A lot of people won't even have noticed that I've released weight. I'll be doing all of this work, quote unquote, to be there, so much restraint to be there. And I'm just going to have to face the fact that I have so much further to go and that I've allowed myself to get here in the first place. In fact, the more weight that I take off, she said, the more I have to come to terms with the fact that I allowed myself to get here. And I have so much shame and regret for the years that I've lost of my life while I was overweight, the relationships that I haven't had, and just self-disgust for being this big, for having gotten this big. I don't have to face that while I'm big and eating, but if I lose a bit of weight, I have to start facing that and I have to deprive myself. Given that she was thinking about it this way, no wonder it wasn't terribly motivating for her. So when I get a comment or a question like, when I lose weight now at 56, I'll be flabby and not look good at all, I'm guessing that the reason that she's concerned about this is that the excess skin reminds her of where she's been, of the extra weight that she used to carry. And she really has to face that fact that, yes, I let myself get that big and I can't completely undo it. People will always know when they see my flabby skin where I've been, and every wrinkle will remind me of that. Well, I don't know about you, but if I were to think about it in that way, I'd be pretty depressed too. That'd be a massive disincentive. So what's the antidote? One option, of course, is to stay big, which is an option that many people choose by default. And the other option, of course, is to get over it. And how do you do that? By forgiving yourself. Forgiveness. And forgiveness starts right now in the body you have today. I forgive myself for being fat. I forgive myself for having no self-control. I forgive myself for being a lazy slob. Amp up the language. Use the words that you say to yourself inside your head. I'm guessing you're not saying in the privacy of your own mind, oh, I'm pleasingly plump. Oh, I have a robust frame. I'm voluptuous. Or at least this woman is not. I'm guessing that she's thinking of herself in pretty dire, harsh terms. So those are the terms we want to use when we forgive ourselves. I forgive myself for being one of those Walmart people. And the heart of forgiveness. Do you remember? How do we forgive? How do we go about it? By finding the positive intent. The heart of forgiveness is the positive intent. What was my positive intent in getting so big? What was my positive intent in eating so much? What was my positive intent in being sedentary? And if you ask this question with a genuine heart and listen to the answer, you'll find that absolutely there is a positive intent. The positive intent of overeating for me was comfort. The positive intent of overeating for me was safety. The positive intent of being overweight was to create a barrier between myself and the outside world that I was so afraid could hurt me. The positive intent was not having to face the fact that underneath it all, in all of my appearances and my facade, I feel unworthy. And the food allowed me to escape that pain. And from there, from that place of honesty and understanding of the positive intent, you can find compassion for yourself, compassion and kindness. And no, being kind to yourself will not prevent you from releasing the weight easily and naturally. In fact, it will facilitate releasing the weight easily and naturally. Don't take my word for it. Try it out yourself. See what happens. So there's my perspective that the reason that this woman fears being flabby and is avoiding losing weight, why that's blocking her from losing weight, is because she hasn't yet forgiven herself for being overweight in the first place. She has a lack of self-compassion. And I also recommend, in cases like this, that it can be extraordinarily transformative to address an issue like this with a trusted friend. Share with your friend how you feel about yourself and find the positive intent and share that as well with your friend. Having a kind and compassionate witness to your deepest, darkest, most shameful secrets is incredibly powerful and incredibly healing. Which reminds me that you can find someone like that. They're all over the Inside Out Weight Loss Yahoo group. Go to Yahoo Groups and search for Inside Out Weight Loss or check my website at reneemethod.com. There's a link. That brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. Again, the website is reneemethod.com, reneemethod. And you'll also find there transformative downloads to accelerate your progress. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to develop and share your abundant soul's gifts. And maybe you even know what they are now. If so, would you let me know? Because I'd love to hear. I'm on Facebook at facebook.com/Renee Stevens fan page. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.